And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast.
It's the podcast. It's the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Door popped open.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Can't do anything until the door's shut.
She's coming in. And the door is shut.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Yeah.
See, Big Al. Big Al got on MLB Network.
No. Yeah. What is he doing? Is he like a correspondent?
Did an interview. I'll see if I can find it.
Big Al. Hey, Carson. Big Al is the coolest thing ever. If you guys don't know, I'm standing up for some goofy reason. Big Al is like a Little League World Series participant. He didn't make it to Williamsport. But he, in his player introduction, said, "My name is Big Al, and I hit dingers."
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
And he did. He went out there and hit two right after that. So big, huge smackdown for Big Al. He's so great.
If all of us had half of Big Al's confidence, we would do so much more in life.
Yeah. The podcast this week is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. They'll help you out to hit dingers. They will. Now, what did you find out, Deep?
What's that?
You said you were looking for something on Big Al, the MLB Network.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm still looking. Oh, stand by, caller.
I have something important I need to bring up.
I found it.
Okay, never mind.
It has been founded, and I'm sending it to you now, to your desktop.
Oh.
I'm sending it to your desktop, just like in 24, okay. Jack Bauer. Just send it to you.
So I hit the little button?
You hit the little play button. It looked like a triangle on its side in a circle, Dad.
Okay. And then just hit play.
And then did you hit play? That's okay. Right. Probably get a commercial.
I got a commercial.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Right. So this ad takes another 10 seconds. Isn't that the worst when you have a 3 second video and you got a 12 second ad?
No, nothing's worse. Nothing's worse. I'm pretty sure there's many things that are worse.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what Big Al.
Drought. Famine.
Hey, Middletown, New Jersey. Yeah. We were introduced to one of their players, Big Al. Well, this is Big Al playing for his travel team, the Middletown Mutiny. This was yesterday in Cooperstown. Remember, he had the great intro. My name is Big Al, and I hit dingers. That's him. So good. Yeah, there you go. Do it, Big Al.
Did that guy just do an impression of Big Al? Because it was not good.
Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Yeah, Big Al, man.
Big Al is the man.
Dan Patrick had a thing. They had a Big Al impersonator. And they're like, let's go to Big Al on the phone now. Hey, Big Al, what happened? You guys didn't make it to World Series.
I did my part. I hit dingers.
It's basically what it was. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I just went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. I think they lost that game like 10-1, and the one run they scored was from a Big Al dinger. So you can't blame Big Al.
Did he hit one in the regionals?
They hit one in the game that they went out on. Yeah,
Big Al.
They lost 10-1.
We need more Big Al's in this world. You know why everybody loved Big Al? Because he was a kind of a bigger kid.
He's
and there's
confident.
So many people that go, you know what? I can relate to him because he's closer to me than any of these other athletes.
Yeah,
those
take that, LeBron.
Those Little League World Series introductions they should just roll those into a series on Netflix.
Yeah,
I would watch those 100%. All day because the producers have them do the stupidest stuff. These kids are way cooler than the producers who are filming it. And so they'll be like, hi, my name's John Kirkpatrick, and I enjoy swimming. And then he'll make like a swimming motion.
Yeah.
I'm like, my God. Those kids are totally making fun of him in the background. And then you get the one kid who's like, you know, he's like shy. They're just great. But Big Al stole the show.
They just walked up.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
That's how I hit dingers.
Did you get Gunner the dinger shirt? Because you and I, like the day Big Al came out, you and I were like looking for shirts and things and hats. Things that just say like Al, Big Al
hits dingers.
I should have
got one of those for game night tomorrow. I should have got a shirt that said I hit dingers.
Well, they had the one that says Big Al hits
Carson.
Dingers. And I thought that was great. Oh, Carson could make one.
That's right.
True.
No, I'm not going to do that
she
to
might
Carson.
Not.
Yeah. Man, I'm in that weird state. Like, you guys are like, yeah, Gunner would love that. Gunner would hate that.
Really?
Probably,
yeah,
so. Yeah, man. Gunner's too cool for that.
No,
right
way too cool for that, man.
When does he turn 15?
He has. He's already 15.
He's 15?
Yeah, he's 15
Oh,
now.
My goodness.
Yeah, but he wouldn't, yeah. Like, he would be like, oh, okay.
Thanks, Dad.
But then, no, like if I showed him the picture of it online,
yeah, he'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's the weird thing is, like, they don't get into, like, all the, like, we would celebrate. We see Big Al, and we're like, I need Big Al merch. I need to get the hookup. They don't want the merch.
No.
It's weird. No. Like with the Yodel Kid. They didn't want any of the merch. They didn't want to buy the music. They just wanted to hear him yodel in the Walmart, and that was it.
That's it. You're just a video to us,
They don't want to support everything else that goes along with the viral video.
Speaking of things you can support, tomorrow, Big D and Bubba game night.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you who are going to be in Bloomington, Illinois or near, please come and hang out with us. We're going to have a blast. We've got pretty close to a sellout from what Patrick was telling me
now,
earlier.
No, there's still plenty of tickets left.
There are still some?
We're going to have a great crowd, but there's still plenty of tickets left because they can always add extra seats. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Ah.
So definitely, if you don't have tickets,
did they open up that
tickets.
Other section? Is I'm that what you're saying? Okay.
You want to be a part of this. It's going to be huge. And I thought of something just a little bit ago that I haven't brought up to any of you yet.
Oh, dear.
And it's going to bring back one of what I think collectively is your favorite things that's ever happened on the show.
Mine?
Yes, yours, okay. And Big D's and Carson's. Do you remember the catfish, Becca?
Petrecca.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
What you might not know is that Becca lives in Bloomington, Illinois, or at least she did the last time I talked to her, which was about a year ago.
Okay.
And it never occurred to me that we're going back. We're going to Bloomington this weekend.
You're
going to
have your girlfriend with you.
My girlfriend will be there. And I'm a little
concerned.
Not concerned. I don't think she'll show up.
No,
right?
No,
why
not
would
at
she
all?
Not?
Why? Because Patrick basically called her out for being the Photoshop queen on the radio.
And for basically creating a fake relationship with me just for attention.
People have done worse.
People have done worse, but people.
And you're also talking about somebody that wants attention.
So why wouldn't she come? She might show up.
Yes, Miss Plume in the library.
Wouldn't it be great
if they fought?
Like, I have to tell Vivica, right?
Yes, please fight.
Ahead of time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we should
when
talk
you do,
about
can we
it
film
tonight.
It?
No!
We Facebook Live it?
I mean, it's not. I'm not ashamed of it.
No, I was
involved with this girl. We only met once. She strung me along for like 2 months, basically.
Very long time. Yeah. It seemed like forever.
And then, it wasn't.
I hope
a
she
real
stands
thing.
Up in the middle of game night, in the middle of the crowd, and just goes, "Hey, remember me."
And then we
will have security. We can escort you out if you make a scene.
Oh, man. I'm not escorting that out. That's a come up on stage.
That's the main event,
really?
Man. That's like dude, that's what people
that's
right?
when we throw
for.
Everything we have written down
yes.
to do out.
Gone. Yes.
And now we know where we go.
I'm just saying we're not going to let her stand there and scream and interrupt the show.
Absolutely.
First of all, why would anybody scream and interrupt the show?
Because she likes attention.
Because she like yeah.
She's, there's no
she
way.
She might just be.
I wish she this, would.
Are you saying she's the lady who goes to a
magnet.
Wedding and stands up when they say, does anybody?
Yes.
If there ever was anyone I knew that would be her.
Wow.
I hope she goes towards Becca. I hope she's, living her best life. And I hope she starts
living her best life on Sunday.
No.
So she brings it on
Becca,
Saturday.
Every time you yell out there in the audience, Patrick's going to take off a piece of clothing. So there. Now what happens?
That would be great. That would be
I
the
sincerely
best
hope
ever.
She doesn't even live in Bloomington anymore. That
you
way
wear,
just
is there a way we can find
gone.
Out?
I'm blocked on all of her stuff.
I bet I'm not.
I mean,
find her.
Good
do
luck.
You still know what her username was? I'm not telling you to give it out right now.
No, seriously, I don't.
Because, like,
I think she changed
form.
It on Instagram.
I forget how that thing went. Was that kind of a crash in the trees moment?
Wow, right into the ditch, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the soft part. Like, you know where the culvert is? It's made out of concrete. And you just, boom, right there. That's where it hit.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that. I really.
I don't remember. I don't either.
Like, we kind of checked out because it was such a weird thing anyway. Like, it was all, and I don't want to put her into that realm, but it was almost like the way we would handle a stalker because we just kind of went, wash your hands,
yep,
and just kind of step away and go, you know what? Let's just move on and pretend this didn't happen.
And I would prefer it to be that way, except we're going to be in her...
In her hood?
In her hood this weekend.
No, that's not her. So, okay. I'm trying to find
Carson,
her.
Carson's on a mission
over
there.
I'm over here sleuthing.
I love that.
Oh. All right, hold on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Carson.
I'm trying.
About to hit pay dirt?
I mean, I, you know what? I know how to find her. I know one of her friends who.
Why don't you just invite her and just get it all
no,
out?
No, I don't want her to come. You don't want her to come there.
I definitely
do. You really
do.
Don't.
Do you know
that's
how much
the worst
excitement?
Thing that could happen?
No, here's the thing. Game night is completely off the cuff anyway. I mean, the whole
right.
beauty of it is it's unscripted and anything could happen. Dude.
I mean, what's her last name?
Patrick, I don't
just
even remember
write it
her
on
last
a piece
name.
Of paper. Oh,
hang on. I'm getting. Hang on.
Write okay. it on a piece of paper.
You're killing me here.
This is what I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is an old one from when before she changed it. Hang on. I'm gonna find it. Just
yes.
Everybody chill.
Okay. This is a big deal to us, man.
Goodness. Anyway, so you actually think it would be funny if she showed up?
I think
yes.
it would be hilarious.
I thought it would be horrible.
Well, yeah.
I
right,
really do.
If you're watching the podcast on Facebook and you think it would be really fun and dramatic and awesome and worth everybody's time for this girl to show up, just tap the little like button, double tap, give us a bunch of hearts to show Patrick that you really want to see this. Because you never know, we might be live streaming during that moment and it could happen. Oh, they're sharing information
new,
over there.
I found her new Instagram.
Do you have a post-it sticky thing?
Oh, yeah. Do I have,
why?
Do I have post-it
Well, because I want to write, because I'm going to try to.
I'm the king of post-its.
Go right now to Instagram.
Well, I know,
go
but
to that.
Hold on.
Look at this mess. Jeez. What a mess of a podcast this already is.
This
it's
is
like
so
usually it takes 10 to 15 minutes to go this far, but now we've completely lost it early on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's off the rails already. That's all right.
Okay, so.
That's all right.
So now Carson is on a mission to find said person.
Hey, Becky, you may not know me, but I don't know if you know it.
For the love of God.
Coming up on tomorrow, Patrick will be in town on stage.
Well, it'll just be like everything else in
Becca. Such an easy target.
In Becca and I's relationship. She'll say she's going to show up, and then she won't show up. There, how about that?
Man, I wish you could see the number of hearts. The hearts on Facebook are going insane right now.
No, I'll be there. I'll definitely be there, Crickets.
Oh,
nope.
I was spelling her name wrong.
Yeah.
See, this is why I needed the Sharpie and the thing. I'm establishing a trail here.
Yeah.
I am picking up the breadcrumbs. So, okay, her Instagram is private.
Okay.
You can request it. She might accept you.
No, because I'm sure she's been keeping track. Girls do that stuff. They've been keeping track. So wasn't she weird
keeping
about
track
me anyway?
Of what?
I think she was weird about me.
I have no idea.
What would she be keeping track of? Like,
who? Following.
I'm sure she still listens.
She used to. I don't think she ever really listened. She used to.
You guys are fascinating. I'm seriously like.
My Snapchats. I would see that she would watch my snaps.
Even
after we stopped
talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to call it a breakup because it was never really a thing.
It wasn't.
Right.
It was a pseudo thing. So it was a pseudo breakup.
This is so weird. This is why I don't want her to show up. This is so
exactly
awkward.
Why I want her to be
this
there.
This is what happens. Big D will be all about it. She'll pull her up on stage.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes,
oh,
we will.
Just so,
look,
I don't
here's
want
the thing.
That.
If she wants it to be all about her, it can be all about her. I'm totally down. I think
you guys
that
don't care
be...
at all that it might really upset my current girlfriend if you do this?
What this does is builds character.
No.
This is going to strengthen her. Because when she gets through this, because all things do pass, when she gets through this, she'll be stronger for it. And,
that's right.
And Vivica will be someone to definitely hold on to.
That's right.
Plus, I mean, that car ride home. Could you imagine the
you're
conversation?
You're going to be in the car.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
This
yeah.
is the best.
This is not going to go well.
Change of subjects. I think I've depleted all of Netflix's good content I am now at the bottom of the barrel. I yesterday I found myself watching a series how when they follow college band members.
Oh wow!
Like you
marching,
watched that?
Like started the marching band.
I didn't start watching it, but I put it into my little list.
Oh yeah,
it looks like it could be good, man.
You're up behind
me. What do they
me.
Do? What do they do?
Oh, it's like just they get on there and they have tryouts.
It's like Last Chance U, but with the band.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Wait, the band rejects people?
No. They just kind of no. It's but
they,
it's,
I watched it. I know what I'm talking about.
This is the marching band, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and they do reject people.
What college is it?
Wow.
Bethune-Cook.
Bethune-Cookman?
Bless you?
Cookman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Stop everything. I just realized.
What?
I have Becca's phone number.
Yeah, so now I'm using that.
You want it?
I don't want that.
You don't
want
to call it right now?
No, I don't want to call it right now.
So you would have her
I
up
to
on
save,
stage
I would rather
in game
save
night, but
this.
You don't want to call her right now and see
correct.
If she still lives there.
I don't want to pick on her. I'm just saying if
not
she
picking on her, I'm
if
saying
she
calling,
were to show up,
that's
we would
picking
totally
on her.
Give her a voice.
If she shows up, that's different. I'm not going to reach out
up,
to her.
If she shows up, that's what she came for.
Okay. That makes sense. If she shows up, then she's there to,
she's
to
fair,
be seen.
Fair.
If she shows up, I think she should be able to get up on stage and
get
and
her
say
piece.
Her piece
maybe,
out there.
Yeah. We'll give her a chance to win a date with Carson. That'd be cool. So,
what's wrong with you?
So, Bubba, in this show,
what's
do you remember
it
what it's called? I can't remember. It's like the band plays.
Yeah,
on
it's kind of like it's like a predominantly black university.
It's all black,
and it's
oh, that makes more sense.
Oh no,
about
it's
there
awesome.
Be cuts
like,
in a band,
like you know, okay. They do the little back bend, and they got the hat.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, like
yeah, it's all that stuff.
Yeah,
like Grambling and Southern University,
yes.
And Howard, and all. It's like the marching bands of all the marching bands.
Yeah, and they're like one of the
marching
best.
Orders.
Is that what it's called?
Marching
that's
orders.
What it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah. It looks good.
Oh, it's mm-hmm. it's interesting, man. I just couldn't tell y'all right now because I can't stop myself. I apologize. I'm just going to give you a little piece of what happens at the third episode.
Okay.
So they
you're
have
ruin
the
this?
Do
no,
they have
I'm
a pencil
ruined.
Lady?
No.
Do they have a Britney from Last Chance U season 1 and 2?
Nah, I don't know. Not yet. I don't think so.
Okay.
They have the guy who's like the leader, the band leader or whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, so... So they have different. You have different sections of this band. So you have the people who like play the, you know, the instruments. Then you have the drum line, and these are the guys who drum. And they also have like Bubba was doing. They lean back and they have the big long stick and all that kind of stuff. Then they have the dancers. Okay, they're called the 14K dancers. And then they,
solid gold, baby.
And then they have the flag girls. And they, you know, you've seen them. They had the flags.
They also have a name, too, though, right?
Yeah.
The Color Guard?
The Color Guard.
I think that's right. Something, yeah. That's
and then it's probably, called. You know, it's probably, but if they all have special names for every unit, they're probably called, like, the...
They think they know. Have a name.
Like I'm sure, okay. Yeah.
All right, so and what goes down?
All right, so they do this tryout, and, you know, they're all in there, and they're doing their thing, and their mamas are all in the hallway, you know, I'm just so nervous.
Like just waiting to hear the
yeah,
voice
what happens,
of what happens.
See if they make it. And they come out and they're like, Mom, I made it. And they're like, oh, my baby girl, yeah, come on. They're crying. You know, because they've been dreaming about doing this since, you know.
Yeah.
Since high school.
Yeah, it's college. It's the college
yeah.
that they've been wanting to go to. And then this is the program they've yep. always wanted to get
in. There were some girls that didn't make it, so they make it.
They did not make it to 14K in the Sophisticats?
Sophisticats. That they,
oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're the Sophisticats.
Sophisticats.
And so,
Carson knows way too much about
so
this.
So I'm like, and so I
Carson
see
Carson has Google.
And they're doing the training and whatnot. And it goes into like, so what I like about this is the episodes are like 12 minutes long.
Oh.
They're just really short.
Yeah.
And the head of the program, he's at his desk, and he's talking to two other members of the faculty. He mm-hmm. says, we got a problem. Got dun, a big problem. Dun, dun. I'm like, what's wrong? And he goes, well, it has to do with the Sophisticats.
Uh-oh.
The flag girls.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? Well, we've got five of the girls who can't fit in our uniform.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding me.
So that's a
says,
thing. So they
yeah.
become waitists.
And says, now, we have the largest size that we have, but they just can't fit in it. And he says, now, if I was to order new uniforms, we won't get those until February because they're all custom. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all bedazzled. Yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff in them. And he goes, I don't know how to handle this other than say, listen, you're too big to fit in the uniform. Mm-mm. You're not going to make it on the team, as I told you before. You're not going to be on the band. Now, you can practice with us, do the movements, maybe get some exercise.
But you can't go out and do healthy games weight, and stuff.
But you will not be on the field.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, I was getting ready to leave. Like, I had to go do some errands. I'm like, oh, those can wait.
So, now you're in.
Next episode is when they bring all these girls in.
Now, are these big girls?
They're big
girls.
Yeah, but the point is, I mean,
they're big girls.
You can't hate on them because of their weight. That's discrimination.
I'm not.
They're not hating.
Specifically the flag girls, because I remember in marching band in both college and high school that you could accommodate bigger girls on the team. But there are limits to the uniform.
The thing is that they should have measured them before they even let them on the team.
Yeah.
Before they even try out, they should have said,
frankly,
okay,
if they're that big,
we only have these uniforms.
You can only fit up to this size.
Yeah.
You can't go out there in street clothes. You've got to be in something. So let's
see. Why can't they make bigger uniforms?
They can.
They take that long, though.
But they take months get done.
Where did they get these things made? That's crazy.
They hadn't, and they haven't had girls this size. They had like five of them. They're all large girls.
All set up just for this TV show?
I was going to say, you and I can really tell. We are really good at spotting the fakes.
It seems real to me. So he brings them into this office. Says, girls, now what I'm about to tell you is going to be awkward. It's going to be a little uncomfortable, but you know what? We just got to just say it and take it on out. Put it out there.
That's where you got to confront stuff.
Y'all too big for these uniforms. You're not going to fit in them. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
Homeboy just threw it on.
All right. Okay.
Now, that is hurting my little heart.
It is true. Oh. You can start a car in second gear. So obviously, we're now going into third, moving into fourth.
Wow. Oh,
so and
great.
He says,
so great.
Says, and like the camera goes to them, and these girls are like, one girl, she's got her head down. One's just got her. One's like.
Her dreams have been shattered because she couldn't say no to late night. Snacks and whatnot.
You know what? Some people have
thyroid conditions.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what my problem is. I can't say no to the snacks.
And so
I know it.
We know that's your problem, but that's not everybody's problem.
All right.
So they're like, you're not going to be on. You guys can hang out, you know, all that kind of stuff this year.
You
can
be part of the club, but you can't be part of the team.
You won't be on the field. You can next year get to a healthy weight. Because now I don't want you losing all kinds of weight quickly because that's not healthy. You know, and your health is the most important.
That's good he said that.
At least he didn't say, try to lose the weight.
What are these uniforms look like? Hold on, I'm going to Google. I want to know what they look like.
I bet they're real sophisticated.
What's the name of this university?
Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman, I'm sure, because I can spell that.
And before anybody gets mad at us for talking about this, because one, we didn't do it. But two, listen, you know how many times in my life I couldn't do something because I was fat?
Three.
You know, zip lining, can't do that. You know that thing where
you
they
can't
have like
zip
the
line?
No, too fat. You can barely zip line, buddy. I'm telling you right now. There's a weight limit. It's like 250, 260 pounds.
Oh,
usually.
I can't zip line.
Yeah.
Then.
So
I've been zip lining.
You ever see that thing? I think it's called a Zorb. It's like a big giant ball where it rolls
do you
down
get inside
a hill.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
too fat for that. Can't do that.
These outfits. Number one, no, they can't be made quickly. And number two, I mean, yeah.
You got pictures of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Show the camera?
Show the camera there.
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to.
When was the last time you did something? You couldn't do something because you were too fat?
I'm waiting for it to.
It's been a while because I stay away from that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. But there are things.
Well, it's not.
They're not revealing or anything.
No.
Roller coasters.
I rode a roller coaster last year when we were at Legoland in Tampa, and I told you guys this story. It was a miracle that they got that. But I had lost like 50 pounds. So that was how I had managed to get into it because I hadn't rode a roller coaster in forever because the bar doesn't fit. I also have never felt more secure in my life in a roller coaster.
You're not moving at all.
Man, I was stuck in that thing. If they couldn't have I couldn't have fallen out by accident. You couldn't pull me out with a rope and some WD-40. You couldn't have got me out of that.
No, I wanted to see their uniforms because I know a lot of like flag teams or color guards will, their outfits don't actually have anything to do with the band uniforms, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I've seen girls in unitards and like bodysuits. And I thought, well, maybe they just didn't order the bodysuits that would fit. Maybe these girls, we could have gone to a dance store and gotten them. They all could have gotten matching.
This is very ornate.
They're going to stick out. There's literally no way they could get on the field and not be totally obvious, especially if it's the five heaviest women. Yeah. It's going to be obvious why they're not in their uniforms. Unless they had gotten like one skinny girl to join in.
All right, so we all need to start watching this then. Yeah.
I'm watching it now. I had no intention of watching that show.
I was going to watch it because it actually looked really good. I watched the trailer. I'm like, I'm going to put this in my little list. In.
I gave you kind of the best part so far. Oh, okay. So don't, well, don't get into it.
12 minutes,
like,
okay.
But yeah, I think that's kind of the new, I guess they're trying that out. Episodes are 10 minutes long.
I watched that one, I think it was on Hulu, where it was like the mascot people. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. That was a joke, though.
I didn't
see
that.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Oh, no, you're not talking about mascots? The Christopher Guest thing?
No, there was some show, it was about mascots, where you basically had people, like, they had a high school mascot, they had college mascots, they had pro mascots, and they just followed them around, like, their lives as mascots. And then, like, the high schoolers, one of the kids... I think was autistic, but like he was real shuttered. But then when he got in the outfit as the mascot, he became this real outgoing person, and they used it as part of his therapy
behind
and
the
whatnot.
Mask.
Yeah, Behind the Mask is what it was called. Yeah. It was
really
fascinating.
There is a show called Mascots, but that's fake. That is a mockumentary.
Oh, well, Behind the Mask was actually pretty good. I watched season one. I didn't get to watch season two, but season one was really interesting. I'm like, wow, this is pretty crazy. Actually, I did watch part of season two. I did catch part of that. I'm not saying everybody go out and watch it. I'm just saying if you have nothing else to watch, then there you go. Oh, Live PD on tonight. Don't forget about that.
Man, I watched some of that. I went to thought of you. I watched some of that this past weekend. Man, it was great.
You did that, man?
Sorry. They now they're smart. They're replaying old ones for like hours.
Oh, yeah, before leading up to it?
Yeah, because I hadn't seen hardly any of them.
Well, my mother-in-law was like 2 weeks ago, she's like, I watched and I just wasn't into it. It was kind of boring. I said,
what?
Oh, well, this is what I told her. I said, let me guess. You and Dave both had your phones out, right? Well, yeah. I said, so you were both on your phones? Yeah. I said, you missed 90% of the show. It's boring because you hear like some shouting and you look up and you're lost. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
The point of Live PD is to watch it from beginning to end because the stories just carry on and it's like a soap opera. You get a couple minutes here, then they break away to another department and they come back and check up on that other story. And that's where you get into it, man.
Yep. Yep.
You do that and you play a little bit of bingo. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Bing Live PD bingo and you'll find that. Seriously. It's the best two nights of television on TV, and apparently they're doing more and more spinoffs. They got the body cam show.
Yeah, I saw that. They were advertising that one.
Then they also have the EMT paramedic show. I'm hoping, man, they keep expanding. Like, my thought would be it would be the best thing ever to have a whole network of Live PD. Like, you know, where you have a whole network of following cops around 24/7, 365.
Oh, that won't get boring.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. I would sit through that for my TV probably would never turn off except for maybe a football game. It's that great.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Have you watched Live PD?
No. I've seen a couple episodes. It's fine.
Yeah, because you have your phone out and you're half texting and tweeting and whatever. Yeah, you can't do that. If you're not watching it all the way, you're not into it and it's going to be lame. It's not like Cops where they show you the highlights. You actually have to follow along and hear the stories. Like the domestic stuff. Oh, yeah, dude. It's great. The domestic stuff is crazy. When they roll up on a domestic scene, the husband calls or the wife will call in on the husband, and then they get there and they hear the stories and they realize that it was actually the wife who was beating up the husband and just all the craziness that goes along with it. It's just, man, again, Shout out to the cops for putting up with all the crazies that they put up with and all their frequent flyers, the people who they have to deal with day in and day out, week in, week out. It's pretty great.
Yeah, it is great. I enjoyed it. And those other shows look pretty good, too, with the cams, the live cams on them.
I want to watch them. I haven't seen them yet. But they're coming.
Yep, it's coming. It'll be here. It'll be here.
Well, I think the cam show is on. The body cam show is on now. And then they have, like, extra nights they're doing and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we'll see.
We'll see. Well, I need to cut out of here short. I've got a meeting, an actual real deal meeting.
Why?
Why? What? Why do I have a meeting?
Why do you have a meeting? Oh. That's like something we swore off of when we left the corporate world.
I know.
You have a like,
meeting.
What is this
it a
about?
Work meeting? Because none of us about, know about it. That's weird.
It's actually kind of a half of a pitch meeting. Well, no, it is a pitch meeting.
For what?
For a show. With Shannon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, it's for someone else. And I just happen, and I know both parties, so I'm trying to put putting them together.
That's nice.
And so I've got to be there. And I want to be there. I just think I can't go into it, but I think it would be a real, speaking of shows, I think it would be a really interesting show. Or at least a series.
We need a show.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. By the way, if you're watching this, we've had several people that are watching the feed who have said, hey, how do we catch you, whatever. We do have an app. If you don't listen to the radio to catch the show, you can always pull up the app. We have a Big D and Bubba app that is free. It's on Google. It's also on iPhone. Like I said, it's free. You can listen. Sometimes you can even do time shifting. It works out. The podcast is there on the app as well. We also have all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff tied in. So you get all your Big D and Bubba stuff all in one place. Again, just look in the app store for Big D and Bubba, and it's free. Because that's the way we like to do things. Make no money off of it.
I had several people asking if we're going to live stream tomorrow night.
Some of it, I think we should.
Yeah, for sure. Some of it, for sure.
Here's the problem.
Carson dating game.
It's going to take a long time. I don't know if I have enough battery to live stream the whole
thing.
We're
not going to do the whole thing. Because then we give, there's no incentive for people to actually go. We want you to show up. You got to be there to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, and
I agree.
There'll be others.
There'll be a teaser out there at some point.
Yeah. I'm saying Carson dating game, that sounds like it's it. We did, it's totally different than what we live streamed last time. I think that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Looking at
So we are, did he already tell you there's already one that's picked out?
Oh yeah.
Fantastic.
And I think the,
we got one guy.
I think the blind guy is also interested.
I think
that
maybe.
Would be cool too.
Not 100% sure he knew where he lived, but he might
but
have
it's
been,
all right. But hey, you know,
right
that's fine.
Place.
Whatever happens, happens. That's the beauty of this whole thing. The unpredictableness of it is awesome. Is that a word? Unpredictableness?
Yeah,
unpredictability.
The spot unpredictability. I like unpredictableness.
Yes. Whatever.
That's definitely not a word.
It is a word. I made a word. Congratulations, everyone. I made a word.
It's going to be somebody buying a ticket for tomorrow night just so he can hope to get on stage. To woo you.
I'm all for that.
Oh, boy.
And I'm all for that, and I'm all for Becca not showing her face.
I would like to see her, but here's the thing. You have to be...
I think we should do the dating game with Becca.
Oh, that would be...
That's great. If
even
Becca
better.
Shows up, we'll play the dating game with her, and just don't let her say anything mean to my girlfriend.
You know what? Here's the thing. I say, instead of being negative about the whole thing, we turn it into a positive, and we find her a new man.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are all... Why hate... Why?
Right.
Besides, you know what Big Al would do?
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
He would hit dingers. And
sometimes
that's what we're going to do. We're
going to
hit dingers.
Got
to hit a couple dingers. Thank you. The podcast is, again, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Big D's got a meeting. I'm so excited for you, Big D.
Don't be excited for me.
It's great.
There's not a whole lot of excitement for
Very
this guy.
Very few people in the world that hate meetings more than Big D.
Yeah, right. So it'll be kind of a, hey, here's...
Okay, so you are going to see Shannon. I have something for you then.
I am, yeah. Do you,
okay, yeah.
I'm sure, wait.
It's
this
for
has
him.
Anything to do with Star Wars.
Oh, dude, do you even have the question?
It.
Of course it has to do with Star Wars.
I'm not
Star
taking
Wars.
It to him.
It has
Shannon is a bigger Star Wars fan than Bubba or basically anyone else
Shannon
we know.
Is
he's the biggest.
I would give him props. He may be the biggest Star Wars fan I've ever met in my life. He's a bigger fan than George Lucas. I mean,
well,
it's crazy.
What do you want?
Nothing. I'll give it to you after. But it's anyway. Cool. All right, so we're done?
Yeah, we're done. All right, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. Hopefully
tomorrow
we'll see you in Bloomington.
Game night.
Yeah, game night. Hopefully we get to see you in Bloomington and be part of the party with us.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Because you can come to game night tomorrow
show
night.
On the radio.
Live on
every
a stage.
Day. It was the podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.